Wild West. I'm doing my best.
Shit I deal with, tryna paint a perfect picture. My memories of jealousy no longer carefree, cause so much bullshit your girlfriends keep telling me. I'm on tour, but now my bedroom's an open door, so it got me thinking, what am I trying for? When I was young, I was so very dumb, eager to please. A little trick on the mission, trying to get him a piece. Me and my niggas and stuff, niggas forming known drug dealers. We don't love bitches and believe they don't love niggas. I gotta blame my attraction, but you became a distraction, a threat to my paper stacking. I thought you changed, but now I know. Can't turn a hoe into a housewife, baby.
Rob asked me if I ever wrote about Tupac or Sade. And I told him, I've actually written about Sade. I wrote a poem some years ago, but the poem is in one of my old notebooks. It's put up somewhere, but I can't remember the poem word for word. But anyway, when he asked me, I told him that it was ironic because I've been working on this poetry book. And this poetry book consists of some of my old poems and some new things that I've been writing about. And I've stitched some things together because I'm putting together this book. But I wanted to close out my book with a side-by-side poem of Sade and Tupac, because they are two artists that I am very, very, very passionate about. Anyone who truly knows me knows that it's always all about Tupac or it's about Sade. And it's been that way since as long as I could remember, or as long as I could understand music, the power of music, the passion of music, and its impact. So the decision was tough. I had to meditate a little bit because I'm like, which one do I write about? Because I love them both equally. But you guys are going to know exactly who this is about. And this poem goes like this. Let's talk about this young black brother whom the world believed to be troublesome. A fanatic of his legacy, in tune throughout years, I watched him shed so many tears. Introspectively, through song, we knew he was strong. Not only through lyrics, he was the most sincerest. Energetically phloetic, the rose that grew from concrete, we found out he was highly poetic. Charismatic, outspoken, brave, bold, analytical. His ambition as a writer made the fans curious of what was inside of the mind of a young adolescent. He often spoke articulately of death. Strong beliefs of his demise, he understood his depth. Imperfections loudly pointed out often by the media, his kindness and good deeds were spoken mellow. Too many thoughts, wonders, and facts of no changes is what gave us Heaven Got a Ghetto. Politically in tune, most talked about rapper, good, bad, ugly. His name will forever reign. He's timeless. He birthed us with fortune and fame. He utterly expressed, I may not change the world, but I guarantee I will spark the brain. Those words are the truest in 2023. In the afterlife, he's still the most influenced. The passion for his people wasn't talked about loudly. Music, the craft, is forevermore. Peace and love to the gods for gifting us the phenomenal Tupac Shakur.
Welcome, everybody, to a special edition of the Legends of Sports and Music. This is your host, the original great Rob Silver. And you heard at the very beginning a remix song that I took off of YouTube featuring Tupac and Sade, Soldier of Love. Well, this episode will be 12 songs that I will play straight off of YouTube of songs that were remixed, songs of Sade and Tupac, put together as though they were in the studio and made this song. And most of these songs were made 10 to 15 years ago. Most of these songs were remixed by DJs and fans of Tupac and Sade. There's no AI involved in this. I don't believe in that bullshit. This podcast will be the first of a series that I'll probably do on a monthly basis of Tupac and an incredible female vocalist combining. I've already seen another one. I will hold that inside my brain, will not reveal it, but there will be another Tupac and a legendary female soul artist next month on the Legends of Sports and Music as we continue to honor the legacy of what I consider the single greatest hip-hop artist, the single greatest hip-hop icon that ever lived, Tupac Shakur. In this episode, my all-time favorite female singer, to me, the queen of smooth jazz, the queen of R&B, the queen of sultry love songs, Sade, Helen Felixstowe Adu. Now, another caveat to this series is that I won't be evaluating each song or any of the songs, and I won't be giving you personal stories like I've done on most of the podcasts here on Legends of Sports Music. What I'll be doing is I'll be reading a poem after every song and before every song that relates to the song. The first poem that I read on this new series here on the Legends of Sports and Music featuring Tupac is called Gone Too Soon. Gone Too Soon, which I wrote July 22nd, 1999. The first poem, and here it goes. Gone Too Soon by Roberto Silva Jr., July 22nd, 1999. My brother, your life ended way too short, especially after all you fought. You fought dirty cops and ruthless dealers, as well as wicked women and cheaters. Your love for blacks was undeniable, while whites labeled you certifiable. I felt every story you recorded. In my opinion, they should be lauded. You were a genius ahead of your time. Your murder was an unspeakable crime. It robbed the world of your brilliant foresight. Your popularity was at its height. Remember the time you shot the bad cops? Or the time your bravery survived five shots? You said everything you did was for blacks. I wish everyone would look at the facts. Yes, your life was like a TV drama, filled with an immense amount of trauma. Yet you overcame a sordid childhood, moving from neighborhood to neighborhood, watching one daddy locked up and another croak, and your real father acting like a joke. You saw your mama addicted to crack, while her boyfriend Legs overdosed on smack. However, you overcame all this crap to become the greatest legend in rap. Dedicated to Tupac Amaru.
Until the end of time.
Peel you away
until the end of time.
time.
Now it's time to wash you off my skin.
Until the end of time.
Now as I begin.
Until the end of time.
If I Should Die Tonight by the original great Rob Silver Jr., October 3rd, 2000. If I should die tonight while in my sleep, those who love and care for me should not weep. They should cherish my life's achievements. They should not linger in mass bereavement. They should know that I fought my entire life, fought against all the injustice and strife. I understand many people hate me. I was not the nicest person to meet. I was a mean son of a bitch to some. I even made people I cared for numb. If I should die tonight, know that I cared. Cared how my people and family fared. As it stands right now, I'm a lonely man. There's no one out there that's truly a fan. Fan of my style, action, and demeanor. Hell, was there any man out there meaner? But let it be said that I would die for you. You being black people who are abused. You being Hispanics who are misused. You being the people I love, that's true. If I should die tonight, I hope you knew that I lived my life for you through and through.
Shit, tired of getting shot at. Tired of checked by the police and arrested. Niggas need a spot where we can kick it. Spot where we belong. It's just for us. Niggas ain't gotta get all dressed up and be hollering. You know what I mean? Where do niggas go when we die? Ain't no heaven for a thug nigga.
There must have been an angel by my side. Something heavenly led me to you. Look at the sky. It's the color of love.
Just know I got love for you.
Time to unwind, so much pressure in this life of mine. I cried times, I once contemplated suicide and wouldn't try, but when I held that knife, all I could see was my mama's eyes. No one knows my struggle, they only see the trouble. Not knowing it's hard to carry on when no one loves you. Picture me inside the misery of poverty. No man alive has ever witnessed struggles I survived. Praying hard for better days, promise to hold on. Me and my dogs ain't have a choice but to roll on. We found a final spot to kick it, where we can drink liquor and no one bickers over trick shit. A spot where we can smoke in peace. And even though we G's, we still visualize places that we can roll in peace.
You gave me the kiss of life. Kiss of life.
Y'all are welcome. That thug, man.
You gave me the kiss that's life. Kiss of life.
That's why we go to Thug Mansion. Mansion.
trouble spark. They tell me home is where the heart is, then departed. I shed tattooed tears and couldn't sleep good for multiple years. Witness peers cast gunshots, nobody cares. Seen the politicians' banners, they rather see us locked in chains. Please explain why they can't stand us. Is there a way for me to change? Or am I just a victim of things I did to maintain? I need a place to rest my head with a little bit of homeboys that remain. Cause all the rest are dead. Is there a spot for us to grow? If you find it, I'll be right behind you. Show me and I'll go. How can I be peaceful? I'm coming from the bottom. Watch my daddy scream peace while the other man shot. Up in the mansion.
I must have been an angel. Came down from above. Give me love, yeah. Give me love, yeah. You gave me the kiss of life. Kiss of love.
Beautiful women. By the original great Rob Silver Jr., October 13th, 2000. I've known pretty women throughout my life. I will tell you this, it cuts like a knife. Knowing that they all have low self-esteem, beautiful women deep down inside scream. Scream because they don't understand the fuss. They also hate the fact that men lust. Lust and desire their physical beauty, all the while feeling they are not worthy. Worthy of being adored by many. You may think that my theory is zany. Fact is, pretty women don't feel pretty. Many of them told me they feel shitty. Why do the physically blessed not feel that their beauty is not at all real? Everyone I've known has led tragic lives. None of them have become ideal wives. Many have involved themselves with lowlifes. Lowlifes who only cause their women strife. These women have no time for straight-laced men. They give their loving to men in the pen, or men who physically abuse them, or men who mentally disable them. Beautiful women need to be abused. I'm not saying this so we are amused. To all the lovely women I've adored, stop letting bastards treat you like a whore.
You are now tuned in to a Fly Life beat.
You ain't got to go through all this drama and this stress with this old half a man, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to put you in a position where you got to give up your lifestyle for everything for me, but now, he ain't even taking care of you, beating on you and shit. Look how you look. Two motherfuckers ought to be back on, you know what I'm saying? Shake that sucker to the left. Let me show you what this life is really about.
Ever since I met you, I could beat the pressure. It's like your man don't understand, all he does is stress you. I can see your state of misery from the introduction. Ain't about no sucking or touching, just honest discussion. Maybe we can see a better way, find a brighter day. Late night phone conversations, would that be okay? I don't wanna take up all your time, be the next in line. Tell me your size, let me find you things with you in mind. I can see you cautious and I'm careful not to scare you. The anticipation of love making got you shaking when I'm standing near you. Moves of precision will prepare you. In case you get scared, just ask the man in the mirror. Now the picture's getting clearer, all he does is hit you hard. I tell you to leave him, and you tell me keep my faith in God. I don't understand, I just wanna bring you home. I wonder should I leave you alone, find a woman in my own. Destiny to be lonely and checking for these hoochies that be on me, cause they phony. With you is different, I got no need to be suspicious, cause I can tell my life with you would be delicious. The way you lick your lips and shake your hips got me addicted. I'm sitting here hoping that we can find some way to kick it. Even though I got your digits, gotta struggle to resist it. Slowly advance when it's my chance not to miss it. You blow me kisses when he ain't looking, now your heart's took it. My only wish is that you change your mind and he just shook. Wanna take it in but you're scared to fight.
bottom. Come see tomorrow. Hoping I can take you through the pain and sorrow. Let you know I care. If someone's there for your struggle, depend on me. When you have needs or there's trouble, I wanna give you happiness and maybe even more. I told you before, no time to waste. We can hook up at the store. And I hope you listen. In the position of pressure and awkward competition, me and you was meant to be my destiny. No longer lonely, cause now it's on for you and me. All I can see, a happy home, that's my fantasy. But my reality is problems with your man and me. What can I do? Don't wanna lose you to the sucker. Cause if you touch it, I got some drama for that buster. Don't wanna rush it, but make your mind up fast. Nobody knows, or who controls, will it last? Before I ask, I hope you see that I'm sincere. And even if you stay with him today, I'm still here. I refuse to give up, cause I believe in what we share. You're living in prison and what he's giving can't compare. Cause everything I feel for you, I wanna let you know. Passionately yours and I never let you go.
First class, you need to go to Hawaii and see the world, see what this world got to offer you. Not going to, you know what I'm saying, the emergency room getting stitches because this nigga done got jealous.
Addicted to Her Beauty by the original great Rob Silver Jr. December 13th, 2007. I remember the first time I saw her smile. It made me feel like a little child. Her beauty struck me like no other. Instantly, I knew I loved her. I sat glued listening to her voice. Whenever we spoke on the phone, I rejoiced. I memorized every inch of her figure. I memorized everything from her toes to her fingers. I visualized how she moved her hips. I visualized her perfect lips. I was never enticed like this before. It made me fear this lady du jour. She's the only one that can shatter me. She has a permanent spell on me. She will never let me down. Never try to make me frown. Yet I am so afraid of this queen. I'm addicted to her like a fiend. She has always loved me regardless. To know her, I am truly blessed. Like I said before, she is so unforgettable. My love for her is so unconditional.
I love the way you activate your hips and push your ass out. Got a brother wanting it so bad I'm about to pass out. Wanna dig you, and I can't even lie about it, baby, just alleviate your clothes. I'm the fly about it, got you at the club. Your hips have got me feeling body perfect, quick to me, but I can't comprehend the meaning. Now if you wanna roll with me, then here's your chance. Doing 80 on the freeway, catch me if you can. Forgive me, I'm a rider, still I'm just a simple man. All I want is money plus the fame, I'm a simple man. Mr. International, player with the passport. Just like a Latin switch, get you anything you ask for. The him or me, the champagne, Hennessy, favor of my homies when we cross on our enemies. Witness as we creep to a low speed, peep what my foes need. Make some OGs, funk you don't need. Approaching women with a passion, but a long day. But I've been driven by attraction in a strong way. Your body is banging, baby, I love the way you're flowing. It's time to give it to Daddy Sugar, now tell me how you want it.
I cherry pie,
just a fool in lust. Coming to get you on the bus, it's so ironic. Exotic on the verge of a rock. I'm hitting switches on misses like I've been fixed what I dropped. My up and down like a roller coaster. Can I come inside you? I ain't stopping till the show is over. Cause I'm a rider, in and out just like a robbery. I'll probably be a freak and let you get on top of me. Cause the rockin' knees, nights full of Alizé. A living legend, you ain't heard about them players living Cali days. Dolores Tucker, you can fade to me.
Instead of trying to help a brother wanna take his G's, mistaking me for Bill Clinton, Mr. Bob Dole. You're too old to understand the way the game's so. Now everybody talking about us, I ain't giving up the very one that taught us all to cuss. Come on, tell me how you feel. Off the booth, and when I was a teenager, mobile phone, sky page, a game groups. I'm living major. My adversaries, it's getting grubby. They paranoid, they're getting buried. One of us gonna see the cemetery. They wonder if my lifestyle's changed. And am I through with all the pain? Surviving in this game, it's still the same. Honey, just meet me at the strip club, bring a thong. Look how they shaking for that cash. Once again, it's on. I had no sympathy for those afraid of mystery. Come get with me, I promise passion and ecstasy. I'm alone, can I come over there tonight? Depend on me, the one to handle it and get it right. Your body is banging, baby, I love the way you're flowing. It's time to give it to Daddy Sugar and tell me how you want.
Unforgettable Beauty by the original great Rob Silver Jr., October 1st, 2007. She has a face I could never forget. She's the most gorgeous woman I've ever met. Her hair is as soft as a feather. Her eyes, when she smiles, glitter. The voice, when you hear it, makes you queasy. Getting her out your mind is never easy. Her beauty cuts your heart like a knife. I never saw a woman so divine in my life. Her lips are so damn irresistible. Her feet and legs, so damn delectable. She's almost 40 but looks 20. Visualizing her figure makes me sweaty. She is everything a woman craves to be. Beautiful, smart, warm, generous, and sexy. No matter how hard you try, and I've tried, to try and forget her will hurt your pride. She is everything a man could want and more. She owns every ounce of my heart to the core.
Let's turn this house into a happy home. For all the homeboys that couldn't get their happy home. Let's turn this house into a happy home. Only one of us got it, some of us got it. Let's turn this house into a happy home. No, that is. Now we've been kicking it for quite some time. Remain beside me through my trials in this life of crime. We done fought so many times, I forgot to count. I never hit you, not a coward, rather leave your house. Remember back in December when we was tight, sipping Alizé and Cristal, wildin' every night. In my bedroom, promise that I'd commit to you soon. Time kiss me every time you see me step inside a room. Straight out the hood,
We promise to be good to each other. Plus I love you, so I know you gon' make a good mother. To try to understand if I change the time, it's only cause I never owned anything that's mine. So I'm trying, you can stay with my mama, but keep the drama to a low. Never call the police, I never call you bitch a hoe. We were all born hungry in this world alone. Finally moved out my mom's house and got a happy home.
The sound of the shore. Give you the world if it was mine. Blow you right to my door. Feels fine. Feels like you're mine. Feels right. So fine. I'm your.
Mia's Song by the original great Rob Silver Jr., November 4th, 2022. I know men have let you down many a time, made you cry too many a time, but I will never let you down. No longer will you deal with a clown. Took me years to realize with my own eyes, that you're the one for me, the only one that I can see. See me together with forever, as I can't see you, never ever. Never ever not in my life, no doubt my future wife. The way you love Nori, I see more and more you're for me. Every day I think of your perfect smile, I think of your elegant style. I visualize your beautiful brown eyes. No longer am I fighting feelings inside me. You are the only one for me. Dedicated to the love of my life, Mia Christina Shaw.
Yeah.
Lost in the whirlwind, 96 Friday o'clock. Me and my girlfriend, you and 85 when we ride. All that I need is this.
possible. I could feel this cool. I could really love you the way I do.
It's a love thing.
Is it possible? I could feel this good. I could really love you the way I do.
Don't rush the flow.
See me.
Final Exit by the original great Rob Silver Jr., October 3rd, 2000. We've hurt each other for the final time. It just doesn't matter how hard I try. I continue to aggravate your nerves. My actions continue to give you mood swerves. We can't be friends because of how I feel. I've tried to cut with you so many deals, hoping that my desire would become stale. Yet to this day, I continue to fail. Fail in trying to adjust my feelings, attempt to acquiesce you in my dealings. However, my desire gets in the way. My desire for you affects me each day. Unrequited love for me is out of hand. I don't think you can fully understand my built-up frustration within my heart. That is why from your life I must depart. no longer the subject of my desire. No longer will I cause you so much ire, or cause you much disappointment and shame. My final exit brings an end to pain, pain that you don't either need or deserve. No longer will I aggravate your nerves.
Ever since I met ya, I could beat the pressure. It's like your man don't understand, all he does is stress ya. I could see a state of misery from the introduction. Ain't about no sucking or touching, just honest discussion. Maybe we could see a better way, find a brighter day. Late night phone conversations, would that be okay? I don't wanna take up all your time, be the next in line. Tell me your size, let me find you things with you in mind. I can see you cautious and I'm careful not to scare you. The anticipation of love making got you shaking when I'm standing near you. Moves of precision will prepare you in case you get scared. Just ask the man in the mirror, now the picture's getting clearer. All he does is hit you hard. I tell you to leave him, and you tell me keep my faith in God. I don't understand it, I just wanna bring you home. I wonder should I leave you alone to find a woman of my own.
I was so in love with you, you rarely see a love that true. Wasn't that enough for you? Wasn't that enough for you? I would climb a mountain, I wouldn't wanna see you fall. Rock climb for you and give you a reason for it all. You kept on thinking you were the only one. Too busy thinking love is a gun. Hit me like a slow bullet, like a slow bullet. Some time to realize it.
The pressure and awkward competition. Me and you was meant to be my destiny. No longer lonely, cause now it's on for you and me. All I can see, a happy home, that's my fantasy. But my reality is problems with your man and me. What can I do? Don't wanna lose you to the sucker. Cause if you touch it, I got some drama for that buster. Don't wanna rush it, but make your mind up fast. Nobody knows, or who controls, will it last? Before I ask, I hope you see that I'm sincere. And even if you stay with him today, I'm still here. I refuse to give up, cause I believe in what we share. You're living in prison and what he's giving can't compare. Cause everything I feel for you, I wanna let you know. Passionately yours and I never let you go.
Thank you.
This was the first poem I ever wrote. Genocide by the original great Rob Silver Jr., February 26, 1994. In America today, there's a growing genocide. It involves all my people dying. Why are so many of my people dying? Crack, heroin, AK-47s, 9mm. Many ignorant followers, but no self-righteous leaders. I speak, but none of my people seem to hear. I love my Hispanic and Black brothers and sisters, even those that seek the wrong peers. We cannot allow those in power to continue to instigate our self-destruction, a destruction that has made us unglued, easy victims of the establishment's corruption, corruption that has littered our streets with crack, guns, alcohol, and other illegal treats. It's time we wake up and smell the coffee before it's too late and we have no race. We must stop killing each other and our bodies and learn more about our history and them. Them being the ones who have hypnotized us, who've brainwashed us into hating our women. Them being the ones who emasculate our men. Before it's too late, let's stop the hate. Let's put an end to this genocide before we have all died.
Underlying cause of my arrest, my life is stress, and no rest forever weary. My eyes stay teary for all the brothers that I buried in the cemetery. Shit is scary, I black on black crime legendary, but at times unnecessary. I'm getting buried, tear drops and closed caskets. The three strikes law is drastic and certain death for us ghetto bastards. What can we do when we're arrested? But open fire, life in the pen ain't for me, cause I'd rather die. But don't cry, don't despair. I wonder if the Lord still cares for us niggas on welfare. Cares if we survive. The only time he notice a nigga is when he's clutching on the 4-5. My neighborhood ain't the same, cause all the little babies going crazy or they suffering in the game. And I swear it's like a trap, but I ain't giving up on the hood. It's all good when I go back. Hoes show me love, niggas give me props. However hot does it go? That shit is constantly hot on my block. It never fails to be gunshots. Can't explain the mother's pain when her son drops. Black males living in hell, when will we prevail? Fear in jail, but crack sales got me living well. In a sense, I'm suicidal with this thug's life. Staying strapped, forever trapped in this drug life. God help me, cause I'm starving, can't get a job. So I resort to violent robbing, my life is hard. Can't sleep, cause all the dirt make my heart hurt. Put in work and shed tears for my dead kids. Misled from childhood, where I went astray. To this day, I still pray for a better way. Can't help but feel hopeless and heartbroken. From the start, I felt the racism cut me off. Couldn't quit, the bullshit made me represent. Hit the bar, laid the star everywhere I went. In my heart, I felt alone out here on my own. I closed my eyes to get you home on my block. On my block.
I got the
niggas that I lost to the game from my block. Rest in peace to all the motherfuckers that passed away.
Survivor by the original great Rob Silver Jr. Let me tell you the story of a girl who grew up in a world surrounded by drugs, crime, and death. There wasn't a time she could catch her breath. Daddy left home when she was a mere 8. Mama was a drunk, so what was her fate? Her 3 brothers were murdered by drug dealers. She was a stutterer battling teasers. Her stepdad whipped Mama's ass every day. They lived in a house that was pure decay. She had an abortion at age 15. Good thing, the father turned out to be a fiend. She vowed not to put her children through this, so she decided to handle her biz. She decided not to become a fool. First, she graduated from high school, was accepted to a major college. Education would give her great mileage. At 25, she got her PhD. At 30, she was finally married. Today, she's a professor and a writer. Now that's what I call a survivor.
I feel you. Baby, don't. You can't give up.
I'm crying, everyone's tears.
Baby, don't cry. Even when the road is hard, never give up. Baby, don't cry, I hope you got your head up. Even when the road is hard, never give up.
DJ's playing the same song.
Come on, come on.
I have so much to do, I have to carry on.
Before I go to sleep,
I wonder if this grief will ever let me go. I feel like I am the king.
With dreams so picture perfect at 13 and Ebony Queen. Beneath the surface it was more than just a crooked smile. Nobody knew about a secret, so it took a while. I could see a tear fall slow down a black Jeep, shedding quiet tears in the backseat. So when she asked me, what would you do if it was you, couldn't answer. Such a horrible pain to live through. I tried to trade places in the tragedy. I couldn't picture 3 crazy niggas grabbing me. But just the moment I was trapped in the pain, Lord come and take me, for niggas violated. They chased and they raped me, even though it wasn't me. I could feel the grief thinking with your brains blown. That would make the pain go no. You gotta find a way to survive, cause they win when your soul dies. Baby, please don't cry.
DJ's playing the same song.
I gotta keep your head up.
I have so much to do.
Even when the road is hard, never give up, give up.
The pressure.
Eyes of a Child by the original great Rob Silver Jr., July 28th, 1998. I cried when I saw the whites of her eyes because I saw fear and hate in her eyes. Eyes of a little girl who can't help but hide the pain and misery of her life, a life filled with trauma after trauma. Don't mistake this for a TV drama. I pray this child makes it through all the strife. I pray that she leads a productive life. My gut tells me this won't be the case, not with all the demons she has to face. I don't mean to be such a pessimist, but a young girl's life can be such a bitch.
A heavy set girl with pigtails and curls, a heart full of gold, still it won't change the world. Though she could never understand why some underhanded plans with this Amanda was only 15, should have been a beauty queen. Still see her crying by the gaskets when her parents got killed. Little girl, don't cry, cause even though they died, you can best believe they watching over thee from the sky. Never asked for this misery, but look at what you getting. It's a blessing in disguise when they find out you're pregnant. No money, no home, and even though you all alone, you got to do this on your own. So baby, go, I wish you luck, and if you need me, call. Just come to me and let me feed you all. I can understand the way it feels when you're fighting the world, facing all this drama when mama's just a little girl. So mama's just a little girl. At 16, what a beautiful thing, the very essence of a jet black ebony queen. And who could tell she'd get pregnant at an early age? She didn't listen, had sex, watch her belly raise. Hey, got violated by someone she dated. If this is fate, I hate to see the seed she created. And so we waited, though it takes time to build a body in the mind. She reclines 9 months, then finally it's time. What do we find? Little growing boy of mine, of a tortured soul, addicted to a life of crime. At no time for the growing stage, he learned his values on the streets at an early age. Watch for police, don't come home. Why? Cause mama's acting crazy at the hospital. About to have another baby like a rose from the concrete. Growing with it, blessed with twins. How the hell can mama raise three men? So we began close as family. Such insanity, a happy home from one act of inhumanity. Plus mama said the seed was corrupt, it used to rub her belly, begging us to breathe and she love us. Now mama sits quiet, sipping peppermint snaps. Turn the house into a spot and made her watch for cops. Hey. How can mama bring a thug like me in this world? She ain't the cause of all the drama. Cause mama's just a little girl. Cause mama's just a little girl. Mama's just a little girl. Now, will she remain in this
spot. The gunshots rang, they came from the game spot. Now look here, I see her clutching the sun. In her arms she hurt, her heart bleeding as she watched her seed dying in dirt. Fulfill prophecy, but who can stop the grief? I walk around trying to hold the world up on top of me. I'd probably be an innocent man, still I'm the victim of a curse. What could be worse? Nothing but pain since my birth. Only functions at the pen, cause everybody's in. Paying back society, I'm guilty of a life of sin. Watch the drama occur, my eyes blur before I jet it. I wonder why we all have to die before we get it. Though we shed tears, so many tears out of worry. Worried and scared, knowing I'ma see the cemetery. Must be prepared in this cold world, no one cares. No, it ain't fair, but we all bear to our share in this land. And I understand the schemes and plans. Vivid dreams of a nigga having G's in hand. Mama told me not to be a punk. Fuck what you talking about, coward, what you niggas wrong? There ain't a thing I wouldn't do for my mama in this world. Cause you know I ain't mad at you, just a little girl. See, mama's just a little girl.
Thank everybody for listening. I want to thank Miss Chestnut. She was the first voice you heard after the opening song with her poetry, her beautiful poem written about Tupac's core. I inserted it after I had already recorded this podcast. So I hope you guys enjoyed her poetry. I hope you enjoyed my poetry. I'm going to read one more poem before we do the outro with Tupac and Sade. Hit me up on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Legends of S 82332. You can also DM me or email me, robertsilver57@hotmail.com. Let me know what you thought of this episode. And if you guys have any poetry.
A melting pot in the country where we care about and Lady Liberty got a hand like this, she really loves us, then we really need to be like that. And it needs to be the black kids. And if there's a white person who got money, then you need to help them. You need to help black kids, Mexican kids, Korean kids, whatever. But it needs to be real. And it needs to be before we all die. And then
we all die and then you say, oh, I made a mistake. We should have gave them some money. We really should have helped these folks.
It's going to be too late. You know what I'm saying? And then that's when you got to pay your own call. And that's what God made. When God I feel like, you know, it's too much money here. I mean, nobody should be hitting lotto for 36 more stuff in the streets. That is not idealistic. That's just real. They don't. And then these people celebrate Christmas. They got big trees, huge trees, all the little trimmings. Everybody got gifts, and it's nice. And they're having a white Christmas. They're having a great Christmas. Eggnog and a whole lot. I think that there's when there's hopelessness, people vote. Because it's like there's nothing that's like, you know, it's like we're going, is America gonna help us ever? Is America gonna help us ever? You know, because I mean, we know for a long time they have it, all and ever. And it's like all these things are showing us, you know. And there's the, you know there's somebody going, no, they're not gonna help. No, they're not gonna help. And then the people are seeing, no, they're not helping us.